You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yaleville Mountain Home. We are here in North Arc College Mountain Home trailing the Springdale Harbor Lady Wildcats 48-39. This is a 6A team that will probably be in the top five of most overall polls. Mountain Home doing a really good job here hanging with them, but they are down nine. They got some work to do here in this fourth quarter as Mitchell's going to bring the ball across the timeline. Harbor in a man-to-man. Mountain Home looking to set up a play, but MacArthur knocks it out of bounds. It's going to remain the Lady Bombers basketball as Lakin Moore is going to inbound this right in front of the bench with 26 seconds left on the shot clock. She's going to get up top to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to take the high pick from Libby Foster. She'll give it to Addison Ferris. Ferris going to hand it off to Moore. Moore's going to get it out top to Lakin Anderson. 3-point on the way. No good. MacArthur pulls away the rebound. Mitchell chasing MacArthur all the way down the floor, unable to come away with the steals. They're going to get it down low to McKinley Campbell. Campbell's going to go up, no good. Brooklyn Mitchell going to pull away the rebound for the Lady Bombers.
Got away with that. Thought she may have got buffed, but we'll take it. They are out.
They are physical all defense over again. The top of Lakin Moore. Madison Campbell is up top.
You got to watch that push off, too.
Moore is going to take the screen from Foster's, put the three-point up, no good. It's going to be pulled away by Henry. Henry out quickly with it. She gets Madison Campbell on the run. Campbell going to go wildly, throw the ball up, and they're going to get Brooklyn Mitchell on the foul. The guy all the way out here at half court called the foul, but the guy standing 2 feet from Brooklyn didn't.
Yeah, looked like she was a little out of control to gain that foul there, but.
It's going to send Campbell to the line with 7:01 left in this game. First free throw up. It's going to rattle around. No good. Jaylee Yonkers checking in for Addison Ferris here for the Lady Bombers. Madison Campbell on the free throw line. Second free throw up. It is rattled around, and this time it drops. Is it going to get a 10-point lead here with 7 minutes left in this game? Yonkers going to bring the ball across half court. Hit Moore on the left wing. Moore to Anderson. Anderson back to Moore. Going to throw it down low to Brooklyn Mitchell. Mitchell's going to go up through MacArthur. Going to draw the foul. Going to send Brooklyn Mitchell to the line. Shooting two. That's four on
four
MacArthur.
On her, yes.
It's four on Springdale Harbor's whole team. If you have a number on Harbor, it's four fouls. Brooklyn's free throw is up, and it is good. Cutting this lead to single digits with 6:48. I think you can go post. Take the ball down low. We have the size advantage. Yeah. Try to get some of these players fouled
Keep
out.
Keep working that post.
Second free throw up by Mitchell. It is good.
You can tell that's what we came out with trying to do.
So. 8-point game, 49-41 in this hard-fought battle. MacArthur has it at the left wing. She's going to throw it down low to McKinley Campbell. Campbell's shot is up. No good. Libby Foster pulls away rebound. Out quickly to Jayla Yonkers. Jayla, hesitation move, spins, floater in the middle of the lane. It is up. It is no good, but Brooklyn Mitchell comes away with the rebound for the Lady Bombers. Mitchell tries to throw it down low. It is knocked away. It is going to be out of bounds, but it is going to be Lady Bombers basketball underneath the goal. 31 on the shot clock, 6:24 left in the game, and here we see Rojas coming back in.
It's a good move by Jayla there on the fast break. She spun back to the middle, just had a little too much juice on that shot. See if we can get one right here to get this back to six.
Rojas coming in, gonna guard Liddy Fosness. Ball's gonna be kicked up at top as Mountain Home triggers their offense. Yonkers gonna have it with McKinley Campbell on her. This post game is working hard for the Lady Bombers as Lakin Anderson is gonna drive on Rojas. She's gonna get pushed in the back. It is gonna be no call, and Lakin's gonna miss the layup. Gonna miss the layup. Rojas was beat. She just shoved.
Great take.
Yep. You can have that probably every time you want. Like, if you want it, just got to finish at the goal. But MacArthur comes out of there with it for Springdale Harbor as she's going to take. McKinley Campbell's going to drive the lane, kick it off to Rojas. Rojas is going to make it. Extend this lead back to 51-41 with 5:44 left.
Yeah, they went isolation right there with McKinley. She drove past Jayla, and then when the help came, she made the right decision, dumped it off for the two.
Harbor in a zone here as Libby Fossis is going to get it down low, spin off the right hand, put it up and in for the Lady Bombers. 51-43, 5:25. Need a stop.
That was a really good post move by Libby right there.
Need a stop here. Need a couple, two or three stops in a row as McKinley Campbell has it. Gets it to her sister Madison. Rojas is trying to gain space down low. Just pushes Faustus out of the way, and that's five.
Yeah.
Rojas is now going to foul out of this game.
You know, I almost...
That should be five fouls.
I almost said it the first time she did it. She put a shoulder into her to get her position.
We're going to have a timeout. Springdale Harbor is going to call a timeout as Rojas is going to foul this game. It's going to be a full timeout. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network. Well, we had an eventful time out here, as when you left, you probably saw Coach Jenkins for Harbor getting on the official. He warned her twice. Then he came up and gave her a technical. So she received a technical foul as Rojas fouled out of the game. And I think you're right, Spencer. She had nothing to complain about because Rojas was just putting her shoulder and Faustus pushing her out of the way. As Lakin Moore is going to shoot the two free throws for the Lady Bombers. First one is up and is good. And the second one is up and is good. So Mountain Home was going to have the ball coming out of that timeout as Rojas fouled out. But now we're going to have the ball and two extra points as this lead's cut down to six with 5:14 left in this game.
It's a big possession right here.
Well, if you can score right here, it'd be huge.
Any kind of bucket. It doesn't matter what it is right here. Let's just go get one.
A foul and put a player out would be even better, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Mitchell has the ball on the right wing. Going to get to Jayla Yonkers up top. Trying to set up an offense as Yonkers is hounded by McKinley Campbell. There's going to be a timeout for Mountain Home. Mountain Home is out of sorts right there. Coach Leonard is going to have to call a timeout. He only has a full left. We're going to take him with it. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. I'm watching on Bomber Sports Network. And we're back here after the timeout by Coach Leonard. 4:56 left in this game. Mountain Home Lady Bombers trailing a powerhouse in the 6A West by six with 4:56 left. Number two, number five, and number 22, Fort Harbor all have four fouls. 55 has fouled out. Mountain Home has cut this lead to six. Mitchell has it up top. Throw it up top to Lakin Anderson. We're going to set Lakin Moore for a wide open three. Is going to bounce around. No good. Rebound going to come away to McKinley Campbell.
That was a great set play.
Great set play. It looked like it was down. It was right in front of us. It looked like it was down the whole way. Campbell going to give it to MacArthur up top. MacArthur has Jayla on her as Mountain Home is in a man-to-man. McKinley Campbell going to take Brooklyn Mitchell off the drive. Puts a shot up. No good. Liddy Faustus comes away with the rebound for Mountain Home. Jayla Yonkers back quickly, trailing by six, 4:22. They're going to hit. Jayla's going to pull up for the three. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound's going to come away from Henry. Henry from MacArthur is going to get it out of there. She's going to hit Madison Campbell on the left side. She's going to go one-on-one with Lakin. Spin move. Owens, free throw line. Owens creates space. No call. Kicks it back out to Henry. Henry to MacArthur in the right wing. She's got Jayla on her. She's going to try to drive the lane. Throw it up wildly. And they are going to bail her out.
Yeah, but I don't agree with that call. Just kind of went flying in there, like you said.
Yeah.
Jayla was in guarding position.
A lot of times you see officials not bail out a player if they're out of control like MacArthur was there. But they did in that sense in the MacArthur line. First free throw is up. It is good. 3:57 left in this game. Mountain Home trailing by 7. We've got it to 6. See if we can get a big possession, maybe a missed free throw, rebound, and see what we can do here. MacArthur, second free throw. Up. It is good. Mountain Home down by 8. 3:57 left in this game.
Look for slips to get Lakin Moore a shot here, or we're going into paint, I think.
Ball's going to go down low, just like you said. The lead bosses, she's going to put it up. It is going to be good. She's going to take the foul. The foul's going to be on 2. That is Owens. That is her 5th foul. She is going to foul out of this game for Harbor as she is going to come across. Livy Fosnes is going to put the ball up, take the foul, cut this to 6, and go to the free throw line with 3:44 left with a chance to cut this to 5. Free throw up. No good as it bounces around. Harbor comes away with the rebound as Haney has checked in for Owens. She also has 4 fouls. Kenley Campbell gets it over to the left wing to MacArthur. MacArthur back up to Madison Campbell. MacArthur looking to go one-on-one versus Mitchell. Does a good job staying in front of her. She swings it up top to McKinley Campbell. McKinley to her sister Madison. Back up top to Kent Haney. Haney's going to kick it out to MacArthur. MacArthur gets feet to the paint. She's going to kick it out for 3. Shot's going to be no good. It is going to be bounced off the feet of Haney and go out of bounds. Mountain Home's going to take over here.
Great defensive possession there. No reason we don't do the exact same thing here.
Yep, I agree.
If it's not a wide open 3, we're going down low. They right now, they cannot guard the paint.
Harbor's going to extend the pressure out to three-quarter court. It's going to be a high pick and roll as they're going to try to get Fosnes set. They're going to get it to her down low. She's going to gather feet, go up, and finish over the top of Haney. Livy Fosnes cuts this lead to 4 for the Lady Bombers. 2:50 left.
They've got no answer
for
that.
They can't stop that. Livy did a great job getting the ball, settling her feet, letting things go past her, and then making the shot. Mountain Home needs a stop as MacArthur drives it to the top of the game. Madison Campbell, free throw line extended, no good. Rebound's going to come away to Henry. Henry's going to drive past Fosnes, and they're going to call timeout. Coach Jenkins is going to call timeout as Harbor gets the ball. 33 left, we're going to take it with them. You're listening to the Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. And we're here at North Arc College. Mountain Home playing Springdale Harbor Wildcats as Mountain Home is trailing 53-49, 2:32 left in the game. Harbor's going to be inbound the ball under their own basket. This is a hard-fought Lady Girls Basketball, high school basketball game. As the inbound is going to go to MacArthur up top. MacArthur is going to try to get it to Madison Campbell. She's going to step back at free throw line. The shot's going to be up no good as Livy Fosnes fights for the Lady Bombers rebound. Fosnes is going to dribble. She's going to get it to Yonkers. Yonkers is going to get across the timeline here. Coach trying to get Anna McCarn to go down in the post as Jayla's going to take the ball. Scoop shot on a reverse layup. It is good. Cutting this to a 2-point game with 2:04 left in the game. What a play by Jayla.
Because of the pressure, they had a mismatch there. They had 22 guards.
She had Haney. Haney was a guard. No, Jayla saw it immediately and took it to her. It's what you want one of your best players to do. Mountain Home in a man-to-man as MacArthur has it up top to Henry. Henry hits Michaela Campbell. Campbell going to get it down below to Haney. Haney's going to go up. They're going to get the foul on Anna McCarn. Great spin move and left-hand finish for Haney as she takes the foul, giving Harbor a four-point lead with 1:42 left, and she's going to go to the free throw line looking to get more.
Hey,
great move.
Got to give credit there. That was a really good move. Anna was in good guarding position. She just gave her just enough of a little pump fake. It got her shifted out of position. That was a great finish.
Great finish. She finished left-handed. It was awesome finish by Haney. Haney's free throw is up. It is good. Five-point game, 1:42 left. Mountain Home with the ball. Lakin setting up the offense. As Harbor is in the zone, Lakin's going to get it down low. Lily Fosness going to go up, miss it, but get her own rebound. She's going to kick it out top. Lakin Moore, top of the key, three. Good! 56-54 is Lakin Moore. Puts in the three after the kick out from offensive rebound from Lily Fosness. 1:17 left in this game. Mountain Home trailing by two. They're going to get Brooklyn Mitchell as she's trying to run through the screen of Haney. We're going to get Brooklyn Mitchell trying to go through the screen as Haney's setting the screen. Okay. It is going to put Haney at the free throw line shooting two.
Not yet.
That's the fourth.
And that's the fourth foul. Too,
the official is pointing at her like she's the shooter, so I thought they just might not have there. Not a bad foul. Is this going to be set in? No! Now they're going to get Anna McCarn trying to run through a screen. This is going to send MacArthur to the line. This game's getting heated in here. Fans are getting loud. This is a fun environment right here.
I didn't see that one.
I didn't either. MacArthur, free throw up, no good. Ball to the line. MacArthur, chance to set her second free throw. Regardless, it's going to keep this a one possession game. As the free throw's up, it is good. Mountain Home trailing 57-54, 1:10 left in this game. Moore brings it into the half court. She's going to drive it down low. Livy Fosnett's going to take it. It's good. Mountain Home within one. 1 minute to play. 57-56. Lady Bombers trailing. As McKinley Campbell, is going to bring it across the top of the key. She's going to get it sent to her sister Madison Campbell. Campbell up top to Haney. Haney gets it to McKinley Campbell. Lakin Moore is going to run through a screen. They're going to get MacArthur to the free throw line again as Lakin Moore tries to go through a screen. They're going to call a foul on Lakin Moore.
That's her fourth foul. Man, what is going on? That's four straight charges
going
through on going
through screens.
They're either baiting them into it or we're just not paying attention to where we're running.
First free throw up by MacArthur is up. It is good. Two-point game here, 58-56, 42.5 left. I bet you're going to see full court pressure here by Harbor. Second free throw is up. It is long. McCarn tips it down to Fosnett. Mount Home comes away with it. Trailing by two with 40 seconds left in the clock. Jayla going to bring it across the timeline. She's going to sit down low. Anna McCarn all open by herself. Hits it, 58-58, 27 seconds left in this game. Harbor can hold for the last shot. We're going to have a close one here, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to come down to less possession. As McKinley Campbell goes one-on-one. She's going to walk. She's going to take it, spin move, drag her foot. It is going to be a turnover on Harbor. Now Mountain Home is going to have the ball. 11.9 seconds with a chance to get one shot. Ball's going to be triggered in.
Who's going to be the hero?
It's going to be up top to McCarn. McCarn gets it to Yonkers. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. 6. It is going to be dribbled off her foot.
Oh.
Ball's going to be dribbled off of Jayla's foot as she enters into. It's going to go out of bounds. Harbor's going to be set to inbound this ball right in front of Mount Holmes bench.
Timeout.
It is going to be a timeout, and we're going to take it with him. We need a chance to catch our breaths. You got a good one here, ladies and gentlemen. 5.8 seconds left. We're tied. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network. And we're back here at North Ark College Mountain Home in Springdale Harbor, tied 58-58. 5 seconds left in this game as Mountain Home had the ball with a chance. Last shot, we turned the ball over. Harbor will be inbounding the ball right in front of Mountain Home's bench, three-quarters court of the way away. What do you do here, Spencer? Do you full court press?
I think you got to put a little pressure on them so they can't make an easy inbounds pass. Ideally, you make them catch it going the other way. But you know they're going to three or five right here. They're going to either Campbell or MacArthur. They're just so quick. And at this point, you gotta help wherever you can help and make somebody beat you outside. You
can't. I don't know that I would even throw Anna McCarn over the top of the ball and let her make him throw over the top of you. 5.8. Here we go. Campbell set to inbounds it. She's going to hit Haney. She's going to give it back to Campbell. Campbell's going to drive to the middle of the lane. Get the shot up. It is going to roll around. No good. And we're going to overtime. Ruby Fossus pulls away the rebound, and we are going to extra frames. Mountain Home, Harbor tied at 58. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network. Back here at North Ark College, Mountain Home versus Springdale Harbor. What a quarter for the Lady Bombers there. I do have an update. Green County Tech was able to beat the Mountain Home Bomber boys tonight, 76-61. We're about to have a tip-off here. I tell you, Harbor is in some foul trouble. 22 out there has four fouls. Number 5 out there has four fouls. So Mountain Home is setting up okay. We're going to have another tip. Hey, Clear Results Glass, you're going to get two sponsors on this one. This tip is brought to you by Clear Results Glass. We're in overtime, 4 minutes on the clock, 58-58. Anna McCarn set to jump.
Livy Faustness, 8 points in that fourth quarter. That's, she was dominant down there.
I just said we erased a 10-point lead in that fourth quarter as McCarn wins this tip easily to Mitchell. Mitchell takes one dribble and stops as she's going to get it out to Moore. Moore's going to set it up as she has Madison Campbell on her.
Almost a foul right there to
start.
Right
there on the start. The fouls do not reset, so both teams will be in the bonus this as Moore dribbles to the right wing. She tries to set it up, gives it to Faustus out in the left corner. Yonkers going to roll around the screen, pull up, free throw line extended, roll around, bounce, not good. Faustus is going to fight for the rebound, but Haney's going to come away with it for Harbor.
Such a good look. Jayla got to the free throw line. That ball bounced 6 times on the rim and fell off.
Kenley Campbell hits it out to MacArthur. Madison Campbell coming off the screen. Gets up top to Haney. Haney to McKinley Campbell on the left wing. Campbell to her sister Madison up top. Haney catch on the right wing at the three. MacArthur, 11 to shoot, drives to free throw line extended, shot up, nothing but net.
That was a pure shot right there. Two dribbles, pull up.
She's a player.
Yeah, we got to answer.
Ball comes into Moore. Moore handled by Madison Campbell. Campbell's going to get called for the foul. She's going to reach across and just slap Lakin across the chest as she tried to cross over. That's going to send Lakin to the free throw line. If you're Harbor, that's not what you want.
No, but she's the one that can afford to foul, but yeah, you don't want to put her on the line like that.
Lake into the free throw line to shoot two. Lady Bombers down by two. First free throw is up. It is long. No good. Bounces off the back of the rim. 60-58. Mountain Home Lady Bombers trailing with 2:52 left here in overtime. Moore toes the line for a second free throw. Four dribbles. Free throw up this time. It's good. 1 point game. Mountain Home trailing 60-59, 2:48 left in overtime. McKinley Campbell sets the offense up. top of the key to Henry. Henry hands off to Campbell. Campbell to MacArthur. MacArthur to top of the key to Madison Campbell. Campbell takes a screen from Henry, pulls up, shot is no good, and they are going to get 22. They're going to get Haney pushing Brooklyn Mitchell in the back. And guess what? That's 22's fifth foul. That's 22's fifth foul, and she's fouled out of this game.
And that was a really silly foul. That was easy inside position on the rebound, and it was obvious. I mean, she shoved her all the way to the floor.
This is Davenport's seventh quarter. You're supposed to play five as Davenport checks in for Haney. Mitchell at the free throw line with a chance to give Mountain Home the lead, but the first one is short.
Let's go, guys. Rebound.
2:32 left. Mitchell, second end of this free throw. It is up. It is good. Tie ball game. 2:32 left here in overtime. McKinley Campbell going to bring the ball across the timeline for Harbor. We've had a great game here. Campbell's going to kick it to MacArthur on the left wing. It shots up good. Anna McCon pulls away the rebound from Mountain Home. She's going to get it to Jayla. We got a chance to take the lead here.
You got to find Fosmus.
Moore has it on the left wing. She's going one-on-one versus Madison Campbell. Nowhere to go. Up top to McCarn. McCarn up top to Yonkers. Yonkers. Mitchell. Mitchell takes it. She's going to get fouled. As she shoots a three, they're not going to call it. As Fosse saves it inbound, right to Lakin Moore. Lakin Moore goes up, no good. Rebound comes away from Harbor.
We just can't seem to buy that one.
No, we can't to get us there. McKinley Campbell going one-on-one as she drives the baseline.
Did that hit the baseline?
That did not. As she gets it up top to MacArthur. MacArthur, Davenport. Davenport looking to step back as she goes one-on-one versus McCarn. Takes it to the hole. It is up. It is good. Davenport drove right around Anna McCarn. 1:30 left in this game. Harbor has a two-point lead.
That was a great take. McCarn has a lot of reach. She still couldn't get to that ball.
Mitchell takes the double screen. Comes around the top of the key. Drives to the paint. It is up. It is good. We're about tied. 1:10 left.
Good move on her part. She got a little screen up top.
Coach Leonard yelling for his team to step up and get a defensive stop right here as they barely beat the 10-second court count as they bring it across the half court. And we're going to get a timeout. Coach Dingham's going to call a timeout for Harbor. We're going to take it with him. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. So we're back here at North Ark College. This game is tied with 56 seconds left in overtime. Mountain Home on defense as Harbor has the ball with 23 left to shoot on the shot clock. McKinley Campbell inbounded. She has the ball now back as she gets it back at the top of the key. She hits MacArthur in the left corner. Back up top to Campbell. Davenport has it against McCarn. She dribbles it off her foot. The ball's going to be loose. 9 on the shot clock as McKinley Campbell has it at the top of the key. Mitchell switches off. She's going to drive the lane. She's going to walk. It should have been a walk. No walk. Davenport shoots a three. It is short. No good. Libby Fosses comes away with it. Mountain Home can hold for the last shot. Mountain Home can hold for the last shot here with 30 seconds left in this game.
Got to be careful with that off that arm.
Tie ball game. 20 seconds left. We got to go to the post right here. You got to go down low, I think.
Absolutely.
Mitchell holding it, and Coach Lynn is going to call timeout. I like the call by Coach Mill. Call timeout. We're going to take it with some. You're listening to Classic Blaze Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7, and watching on Bomber Sports Network. All right, we got 15.2 seconds left. Tie ball game. Mountain Home has the ball. This has been an excellent high school girls basketball game here at North Ark College. Two powerhouses going at each other. We have the ball with 15.2 seconds. We were just talking about, what do we do? What's your take, Spencer?
It's got to come inside. I don't care who it is.
I'm with you. I said the same thing. Got to get a post player inside. You want to shoot this ball with about 5 seconds left. You cannot foul on the rebound, though. I mean, we're both in the bonus. If we get fouled, we're going to go to the free throw line.
Now, if you go inside and you've got that kick out and it's Jayla or Lakin, I'm taking it. But I'm going inside first.
Ball's going to be triggered to Moore at the top of the key. 10 seconds. She's guarded by Davenport. Davenport is all over. As Lakin's going to drive the lane, go up. And they're going to go up. No! They called an offensive foul. The guy at the bottom of the key called a block. They're going to get Lakin Moore, and that is going to be her fifth foul. The guy underneath the goal called a block because the defender slid over in front of Lakin. The guy, the official all the way at the top of the key, calls an offensive foul. It is going to be an offensive foul. Lakin Moore has fouled out of this game. Wow. We went. I can't believe they had Davenport going one-on-one versus Moore. Lakin put her head down to try to get to the goal. The right call as Harper's going to inbounds ball. 4 seconds left. We still got to get a stop as Campbell's going to drive. Kick out. McArthur, three. No good. We're going to go to another overtime. Why not go to another overtime? 62-62, we are going to a second overtime. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, watching on Bomber Sports Network. And we are here. Why not go to another one here? As we're going to get bonus basketball, Spencer.
Yeah, 4-4 overtime period. It felt like there was a lot more that happened in that.
Tough call for the Lady Bombers there at the end of that overtime regulation.
Yeah, you know,
Lakin Moore takes the ball. The official underneath the goal called a block foul.
Yeah.
The official from the top of the key comes and overrides him and does the big two-hop offensive foul call. He looked like he was scared to make that call, but he didn't. He did it. Big news is Lakin Moore fouled out of this game for the Lady Bombers.
Each team with one fouled out.
McCarn's going to win this tip. This tip was brought to you by Clear Results Glass. Let's hope we don't say it again, or let's hope if the Lady Bombers are down, we get to. Jayla brings the ball into the front court. She's hounded. Mitchell going to get it off to Ferris. Ferris back off to Jayla. Jayla, Mitchell. Mitchell, step back for three. Shot is up. It is no good. Libby Fossis goes to work. Gets the offensive rebound for the Lady Bombers, and she draws the foul. McKinley Campbell fouls Libby Fossis as she goes to work, gets the offensive rebound for the Lady Bombers, able to go the line, maybe give this Lady Bombers the lead for the first time in the second half.
What a rebound.
She just did work, didn't she?
Yes.
Fossis, first free throw up. Sure. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 3:37 left in the second overtime. Mountain Home finally has its first lead of the second half here. Unless I'm missing one.
That's it.
We erased a 10-point deficit in the fourth quarter. Took this thing to overtime. Had a chance to win at the first overtime. Unable to do it. Fossness buries the second free throw after a huge offensive rebound. Mountain Home up 64-62. McArthur brings the ball up. Ferris in for Moore, who is fouled out. McKinley Campbell hands it to her sister, Madison. Madison is going to go, and they are going to call a jump ball.
Brad, I don't know how you get a jump ball out of that.
Jayla had both hands on it. McKinley Campbell came and just jumped over back, took it away from her.
From completely behind her. Yeah, that's...
They're going to put 24 on the shot clock.
Is that MacArthur on the missed three?
That was no, it was Madison Campbell.
Okay.
Deep three. Mount Home had a chance to get the rebound, unable to secure it. Ball's going to go into MacArthur. MacArthur dribbles to the top of the key. Kicks it out. Left wing, McKinley Campbell thinks about the three. Sides better against it. She's going to pass it to her sister, Madison, who's going to go one-on-one versus Addison Ferris and put it in for two. We're tied. 3 minutes left here in the second overtime. 64-64 as Mitchell brings the ball across the timeline. She's going to work against MacArthur. She's going to get the ball knocked away from her. It's going to be a scrum, and it is going to be a jump ball. So that jump ball on the other end kind of comes back to help the Lady Bombers as Mitchell lost the ball but was able to tie it back up. Just got a text. Let's go eight. No! It should be Mount Home's ball. They just got the ball down here. This should be Lady Bombers basketball. They just got the ball on the other end. I just got a text from Heather Loftus said, let's go eight overtime. The last time the Lady Bombers went eight was in the state finals. That didn't go our way, but hopefully this one does.
They got it fixed.
They did get it right.
Meeting of the minds.
The officials got together, got this right, and Yonkers will inbound the ball under our own basket. Ball's going to go up top to McCarn. 23 on the shot clock. We have plenty of time. As Mitchell's going to take it, drive around the left side. Take contact, no good. Davenport is down as she took a shot to the face. Mitchell goes in, up, no good. Ball's going to be...
No, we can't stop!
They stopped the play as we got...
The ball was still live.
The ball's still live and we stopped the play. Davenport is hurt. She took a shot to the nose, it looks like. But there was no... They didn't have the ball. As soon as they got the ball, they can stop it. But the ball was still rolling around. I understand stopping the play. I want to stop it for the young lady. She's out there in pain. She took a shot to the face here.
Yeah, she was. She got up in Brooklyn's space. And Brooklyn, legally came through with the ball, and she caught the backside of an elbow.
Yeah.
And, she's
holding her nose there.
The problem I have with that is, like you said,
the ball's still loose. And
once they gain possession, yes, you stop the play. But that ball was still rolling loose.
Davenport out.
Either way, we
zero in. Presley Hudson for Harbor. They're going to inbound the ball. Game tied, 64-64. I feel bad for Davenport. Looks like her mom's down there. Looks like she's getting care. She seems to be okay. As MacArthur has the ball, going one-on-one, drives up. No good. Libby Fosses with the rebound. Jayla Yonkers out of there with it. And she's going to get fouled in the backcourt.
What a silly foul. Dude.
What a really bad foul. They're going to get McKinley Campbell on the foul. Livy Foss, great job getting that rebound. This has been a clean second half. Not a lot of turnovers here.
No. And Jayla had retreated with a dribble there, and they just kept coming with her. She tried
to step through and pass it and got fouled. Jayla at the free throw line. Chance to give Lady Bombers another lead here in the second overtime. First one up. It is good. 2:21 left. You feel all of Uncle Mo is on the Lady Bombers side right now. Let's see if we can finish this thing up. Yonkers, second free throw up. It is good. Harbor inbounds the ball as MacArthur is going to bring it across the timeline. 2:19 left in the second overtime. Lady Bombers up 66-64. MacArthur has it on the right wing against Jayla. Up top, McKinley Campbell. Campbell going to go to the hole. She's going to go up. It is short. Shot is up and short. Libby Fosses with the rebound.
No.
She's going to turn it over, though. Tries to pass it out. Turns it over. Madison Campbell gets it. Puts it right back in. Costly turnover for the Lady Bombers. Mount Home's got to inbound this ball. They get it to the Yonkers. Yonkers going one-on-one against MacArthur. Got to get it across. She does. 26 on the shot clock as Yonkers has it. Going to feed it down low to McCarn. McCarn tries to kick it out top to Mitchell. Mitchell grabs it. 1:30. We're okay. 16 on the shot clock yet. As McCarn's going against McKinley Campbell.
They're doubling the post right now. Anytime we get one down.
Campbell on her all over.
Timeout.
We got a timeout. Coach Leonard's going to call timeout. 6 left on the shot clock. We didn't realize it. We're going to take it with him. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball. on Classic Hits 101.7. We're back here with 1:21 left in this second overtime game. Springdale Harbor Lady Wildcats, a perennial 6A West team against the Lady Bombers of Mountain Home in our second overtime. We've had a lot of action go on in the last quarter into the overtime games. What a great game this has been. Mountain Home set to inbound the ball on the far sideline at the 28-foot mark. What's your play?
We talked about a little. I still think you got to go inside, but they are doubling down on the post now because they've had no answer for Fosness in this second half. So if it's not there, I don't know if you weave dribble handoff a few times and see if you can break Jayla or Brooklyn.
Yeah, 6 seconds, so it's got to be quick.
That's right, six seconds. Yep.
So I think you got Lakin Moore has fouled out of this game for the Lady Bombers. Had a chance at the end of overtime. Controversial offensive player control foul. One official called it a block. One official called it an offensive foul. Would have put us at the free throw line with a chance to win the game, but she's out. You got Owens out. You got Rojas out for Springdale Harbor Lady Wildcats. Mountain Home inbound this ball with 6 left on the shot clock.
Let's see if we can get a quick back to Jayla. She's inbounding it. We'll quick back to her.
That's exactly what we do. Jayla's going to drive. She's going to be standing out of bounds when she had the ball.
The ball is
going to be stolen, but she was standing out of bounds. No call. Mountain Home turns it over. Harbor back. McKinley Campbell steps in. 3. Rattles around. Good. 1 minute to go. Lady Bombers down by 3.
She was clearly out of bounds. It was really not even close.
Mitchell brings the ball across the timeline. Jayla, deep 3. It's in and out, no good. Rebounded by Harbor. That thing was all but down. McKinley Campbell brings it across. He's going to get fouled by Addison Ferris.
Oh, my goodness. How did that ball go in? It rattled 3 times.
The bad news is on the turnover on the other end, the Harbor Lady girl was standing out of bounds. She just stopped because she's like, I'm standing out of bounds. No call by the official. This is going to send McKinley Campbell to the line. First shot is up. It is good. It gives a 2-possession lead here with 41.7 left in this game. Second overtime here. Lady Wildcats up 70-66 on the Lady Bombers in just a great, great basketball game.
You know, the second bad thing about that turnover is we let her dribble all the way down the court, step straight into a 3-2.
Second free throw up. It is good. 5-point game, 71-66. Mountain Home inbounds it. Mitchell, got to go quick here. Kicks it left wing. Lakin Anderson back to Mitchell. Mitchell's got to do something with it. Can't have time to dribble. She's going to cross court pass to Anna McCarn. McCarn tries to pass it down low to Libby Foster. It's stolen. Another turnover here. That is 4 turnovers for the Lady Bombers in the last 20 seconds. Mountain Home trying to foul here as we finally do, but I think it's going to be too late. Madison Campbell gets the foul from Lakin Anderson. Man, it's a game you feel might have been stolen from these Lady Bombers.
We were right there. Great job, fourth quarter battling back.
Yep,
tied both down. Overtime periods. Missed a couple good shots. Just ran out of gas.
Campbell's first free throw up. It is good. This is Madison Campbell at the line. 6-point game, 72-66, 17 seconds left here in the second overtime. They shot up. It is good. 7-point game. Mountain Home with some costly turnovers here late in the second overtime.
Got to push.
Harbor able to pull away, hit a 3, finish with 4 free throws. Mountain Home's got to go quick. 10 seconds on the clock.
That was a foul there.
Mountain Home's got up top. Going to be thrown down low. Jayla Yonker's going to make the shot, but that is going to do as Mountain Home's going to call timeout with 3 seconds left. Mountain Home's going to call timeout, 3 seconds left. We'll take it with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. And we are back here. Mountain Home with 3 seconds left, trailing 73-68. What a great game this has been by the Harbor Lady Wildcats and the Lady Bombers from Mountain Home. Update on Davenport, who did take the shot. No, she looks fine down there. She's doing good on the lady. We're glad to see that for her.
She just cut the backside of an elbow.
Yeah.
Got to have a steal here.
Got to have a steal.
And a shot.
Quick shot. Oh. They're going to get it into McKinley Campbell. Campbell's going to dribble a shot out, and that's going to be the end of it. Mountain Home's going to lose this game 73-68 in a great contested high school basketball game. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network. We will be back shortly with the Twin Lakes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine postgame show.